Trying to be like Jesus Christ. William Didn't Know, by Brian Johnson. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. School had recently started, and Brian was excited. His family had just moved to a new town, and he was anxious to make new friends. It wasn't long before he discovered that William, a boy in his class, lived just around the corner from his home. Soon, Brian and William started walking home together. Brian liked William a lot, but there was something about William that bothered him. Sometimes William swore. When his friend took the Lord's name in vain, Brian felt very uncomfortable. He knew that this was wrong, and he didn't like to hear William talk that way. Brian remembered the covenant he had made at baptism, to always keep Heavenly Father's commandments, and to stand as a witness for him. "I'm going to ask William to quit swearing," he decided. The next day, on the way home from school, William took Heavenly Father's name in vain again. Brian stopped walking and said, "William, do you know that you just swore?"
"I did?"
"Yes, you took Heavenly Father's name in vain. It's wrong to do that. Heavenly Father doesn't like it, and it hurts him to hear anyone use his name like that." William was surprised and didn't say anything for a minute. Then he quietly said, "I never knew that. No one ever told me that before. I won't say it any more if you don't want me to."
"Okay, thanks, William. You're a good friend," Brian told him.
Now Brian felt good inside and couldn't wait to get home to tell his mom what had happened. This story happened when Brian Johnson was 8 years old. He is now 10 years old and lives in the Aberdeen Ward in South Dakota, Fargo, North Dakota stake. Kneeling Prayer, by Carol Nielsen. Today, dear Father, I will show how quiet I can be, to thank Thee for the many things that Thou hast given me. Children's Songbook, page 27. One Sunday after sacrament meeting, the children and we teachers were to go directly to our classrooms instead of meeting first in the primary room. When I got to my classroom, I realized that I had left my teaching materials in the primary room. I told my class to sit down, that I would be right back. Before I hurried away, I said, "Be quiet now." When I returned, the classroom seemed unusually quiet. I slowly opened the door and peeked inside. My students were all kneeling, their arms folded and heads bowed, quietly waiting for me to return to have class prayer. I want to say thank you to my class. You are all really trying to do what Jesus Christ would want you to do. End of the section. Trying to be like Jesus Christ.